Way with the morning shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Lennon Foster to the touchline by Christian McFarland. He has it at the hash mark now and drops it back. Still in the attacking third to Schleich. Center to Moyamba. Flick to Saba to the penalty spot. Rio shot. Score! 20 seconds into the match. Fastest goals in Atlanta United team history. What a start.
What a start, but not a good finish. That was Mike Conti, Jason Longshore on the call of Atlanta United's what ended up being a 2-2 or I cannot get the word.
Yeah, you're right. You had it. You were almost there.
Oh my gosh. They blew a first half 2-0 lead. Against NYCFC, only for it to end in a draw.
Tiffany, what are we always telling Dylan? It's not how you start, Dylan. It's how you finish.
That's right.
And they'll always remember the finish if it sucks. So, and it did last night.
What? You're going to be that dad that's going to be like, son, you know, I told you, if you want to aim for the stars, you've got to go to the moon. Like, you're going to come up with some sort of weird, like...
You got to get off the ground. Like, you got to get off the ground.
I used the saying yesterday to my wife, and I said, one in the hands worth two in the bush. She's like, the heck does that mean?
It's a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That's
it means you just said one in the hand. Yeah. I didn't even hear a bird. Yeah. I tell you what it means. And my dad said that to me. My mom said that to everybody. Well, I tell you what it means, Lindsay Johnson, if you're out there. It means don't chase something that you might not ever have for something you already have in your hand. You know what? Two might be better than one, but if I got one right now, you never know if I have two.
You're going to be the worst old man ever. It's going to be like, Mom, Grandpa Squid is spouting off again. You just need to listen to him, okay?
Know,
just
shake your head. Because he's already got the grandpa get off
my lawn. He knows what he's saying. He does.
He's already got the grandpa get off
my lawn. Pull up a chair, son.
You know,
let me tell you about Atlanta
I'm all
United.
For the wisdom.
I was driving this morning, and in the WSLC 71 Status Truck and Trailer Repair, and there was this guy in the express lane who decided he was going to be the pace car, and so my initial thought is to push him along, but I didn't. I backed off, and I rode at a safe distance because I'm a safe driver. But I have a big truck, and he was in a little car, and I'm sitting there like, I wonder if he's.
How did we get here?
I wonder if he's on the way to work this morning. Going, man, that guy was all over me, and he was tailgating me. But you know what I was like? I was like, why is this guy trying to be the pace car on my way to work? I got to get to work. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, you know, two things can be true.
What? How do we get here?
I'll transition this one, Tiffany. Allow me to transition this one. Two things can be true. How about this? The United looked better last night and yet looked the same all in one. How about that? Two things can be true.
Yes,
is that a good transition for y'all?
Yeah.
Because the Atlanta United looked like a better, more aggressive team at times last night, pushed the ball up the field, took their shots, took their opportunities, didn't finish the game with no shots on goal the way they did last time. And yet at the end, still a team that folded in the second half and made bad mistakes that gave the game away at home. And that's just what it is. I will say this, and Abe Gordon and I were going back and forth on text message last night, because I said this looks like a different Atlanta United team. Well, Brooks Lennon gets called for a foul in the box. It leads to a penalty, and that's what tied the game. And he texted me and said, do they still look different? And it was an awful call. I thought Jason Longshore was actually going to walk down to the field and punch the referee in the face himself. So it was an awful, awful awful call on Brooks Lennon. And I texted A right back and I said, I'm not going to let that bad call change the way I feel about the game. The flow of the game's been 10 times better, right? They had zero shots on goal last time out. And now they're taking shots from deep. One routed off the post. There was another one in the 88th minute that was an incredible save by their goalie. This is a game they should have won, though. And the fact that they were not able to pull it out and still kind of, you know, allowed pressures in the second half is unfortunate. Bad giveaway by Sleece. Right there in the second half led to the first goal, and then the Brooks Lennon penalty led to the second one. So they did look better. They looked more improved. They were a lot more fun to watch. But in the end, you get 1 point out of a home game where you were leading 2-0 in the first half, and it just it didn't pan out for them. So it's frustrating to watch for sure.